This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All righty then. The final regular season weekend of the college basketball season. And here's the rub. We have a few good ones, few still to be determined. I'm going to add some to this list that I have in front of me as well. But listen, there's a lot of sort of, you know, I guess you would say second rate mid-major tournaments going on right now, RJ. Obviously, you know, that's not necessarily on our radar here, but in terms of the conference tournaments, is there a league that you feel like maybe might produce a surprising result of the Power Six?
Oh, the Power. Yeah, you know what? I don't think the Big East will. I think that's pretty. I could see the ACC. I could see some team, you know, like sprouting out of nowhere and pulling off an upset. Although that seems to be a two team race. I can absolutely see, you know, if Tennessee beats Kentucky, you know, maybe not having the same motivation to win the conference tournament as normal. Because I think that, you know, the committee seems to favor, you know, the regular season over the weekend. So I could see a team like South Carolina walking away with that. I could absolutely see South Carolina winning the SEC. I don't know how much of a surprise that would be. I mean, they're going to finish second in the regular season, right? But I think most people would consider that to be a surprise. I mean, Big 12, it's a great league. I mean, give me six teams. I could see six teams winning that thing. But yeah, I don't think it's a, yeah. it's a weekend where we're going to see a ton of surprise.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know at this point, right? Without having every single draw, every single seeding, because, you know, again, some of that's still up, you know, it's still going to be determined, right? It's still going to be, you know, things could change. So a little hard to do that at this time, but certainly we'll monitor that for sure. All right, let's get to some of the big games over the weekend here, RJ. Start with Creighton at Villanova. KenPom projections, as we always use, Creighton minus one. Villanova's coming off that disappointing loss on the road at Seton Hall. They still seem firmly in, but, you know, Creighton has a chance here to improve their seeding. What do you think of this one?
Man, I think Creighton wins this game. I don't know that I like that number very well. I think Creighton wins this game. You know, Nova is, you know, their numbers actually surprised me. I thought they would be much lower in KenPom than 29. I didn't think they would be in the top 30. I thought they'd be closer to the, you know, high 30s, low 40s, but there they are. But I just think Creighton's a really good team. I think Creighton's a team that has an outside chance of making a Final Four run. I don't think Villanova has a – I'd be surprised if they made it to the, you know, beyond the first weekend. Now watch, they'll make it beyond the first weekend. but, yeah, I think this is Creighton's game.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Not convinced on Villanova at all. I mean, I do kind of wonder, a part of me wonders if they get to the tournament and, you know, with the experience of Dixon and Moore, like, you know, maybe they can turn it on, hit a switch, but man, they've just been so mediocre. They've been so mediocre this regular season. So it's hard for me to trust them, with any degree of, you know, investment whatsoever. All right. Houston, number one ranked Houston, looking to get that lick back on the Kansas Jayhawks. KenPom projections minus 10 in Houston, RJ.
Well, I do like, I mean, that's a big number. That's a big number. I will take Kansas and the 10 points in this one Would you be surprised if that number's at 10? It's probably more of what, 6.5, 7 range?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Kansas, the reason why I wouldn't, RJ, is because Kansas has just faded. They have just faded down the stretch here with injury. I mean, I probably, you're right, it probably won't be 10, but 7.5, 8 is where I think it probably ends up.
Yeah, and then, you know, like there's always injuries with Kansas. I mean, like they've got was McCullough has an injury. Happened again with the knee. It just continues to linger. So look, they have faded a little bit, but I think Kansas cover. If it's at 10, I would take Kansas to cover. That's a little bit of a delta that I would like.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is a Houston bet for me or nothing. I think this Kansas team is just so limited. They're so shallow. And Houston, when they are in these spots, like I've seen Memphis be on the wrong side when they were owed. I think Houston won the AAC tournament 2 years ago by about 5 million points. So, yeah, Kelvin Sampson forgives, but he does not forget. And I think that's what the Kansas Jayhawks are going to run into this weekend. All right, here's a good one. Number 15 ranked Kentucky at number 4 ranked Tennessee. RJ, Tennessee -9 according to KenPom projections.
I don't like that number. It's a rivalry game. I know Tennessee's clearly the better team. I'll tell you that I love the over. If the over's sitting there at 165, holy cow. I mean, these two teams put up nearly 200 points combined in the first time they played. And Tennessee's a better team at home offensively than on the road. I could easily see Tennessee getting in the mid-80s, high 80s, low 90s in this one. If it doesn't get out of hand, if it gets out of hand, they start pulling guys, then maybe not. But I think the over's the play here. I you know, Kentucky's not very good defensively. They're very good offensively. Tennessee's got a good defense, and it'll be senior night. The second senior night for some of these guys because they had a couple of guys came back. But I think the over's the play.
Yeah. When Kentucky's defense is involved, there will be points scored. So it's just that simple, man. It's just that damn simple. North Carolina at Duke. This is a rematch, obviously, of the rivalry on Tobacco Road. North Carolina took the first one. Duke's now -4 at home. Can you get behind Duke as a favorite here and getting revenge?
You know, I can get behind Duke here. I can get behind him. I think Duke wins this game. I don't know if they cover, but I think they win this game. If I was going to take a bet, I would take Duke -4. I think they can absolutely get the revenge in this game. And, you know, Carolina doesn't really have a shot, I don't think, anymore at a one seed. I think those days are gone. But, they obviously are firmly entrenched on the 2 line. And I don't know that Duke can get to the 2, but I think that carrot's dangling enough to where if they win this and win the ACC tournament, that they might be able to, you know, convince the committee to give them one. So I'm taking Duke in the 4.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I think this was pretty much what it closed at. The opposite, the inverse, when it was at North Carolina, I think it was 4.5. And I laid it with Carolina, and I think I'm going to lay it with Duke in this one. I really don't think it's that hard. The home splits here are probably going to be pretty true in the rivalry. And I think Duke is just playing good basketball, man. I mean, like the NC State could have been a look ahead, right? Like, you kind of a sleepy environment against a mediocre team that's not going anywhere, and I mean they beat the brakes off the Wolfpack. So I think they're ready for this. They're ready to get their revenge on the Tar Heels, and I think they are successful in doing that. So that's one I think I'll definitely be involved in on Saturday. Duke -4. All right, we have UConn at Providence. UConn -9 at Providence. Providence just sort of playing for seeding in the Big East tournament. 9 feels like a lot with UConn not really having much to play for, RJ, or is this just another domination spot for the Huskies?
I think that because of the way the next 2 weeks play out with the amount of time you're going to have off, I think Hurley's going to play the guys a lot. Because he's going to have, 5 days off before the Big East starts, and then, you know, who knows? I think he's going to play these guys a little bit. So I still think it's a big number. I do. I think it's a big number in a road game. I think UConn probably covers. So if I was going to bet this game, I would probably take UConn in the 9, but I'll stay away from it. I've been burned on Providence at home already once this year, and I won't make that mistake again.
So Zach says they have to win this game. They have to win this game if they want to get in the Big East tournament. Is that so? They have to win to get in, or they're going to need some help, or what's the scenarios? I guess I should have had that ready to go here, but yeah, I mean, if that's the case, I suspect we're going to get a much shorter number. Oh, the NCAA tournament. Okay, gotcha. NCAA tournament. Yes. So yeah, it would be a case, but it would be a case that they could make. But you obviously still have chances there in the Big East tournament to do that as well. But whatever their best is, I think we could certainly see it. Also want to throw another one at you, RJ, because, you know, I still like to hold it down for the American brother. Okay. We have not forgotten the American, even though it's been a really disappointing year where the team picked 9th, won the damn regular season. Memphis coming in to FAU, last game of the regular season, Saturday at 11 a.m. on CBS. Memphis won the first one. And both teams really need it. Both teams really need it. FAU kind of needs it to basically avoid the quad 2 loss. Memphis trying to get back on the bubble and in the discussion. KenPom has this as about 6.5. FAU -6.5. Can you get involved with Memphis, or do you think FAU is the play here? What do you make of this matchup?
I think FAU would be the play. They've got some work to do, man. They don't want to be in Dayton, and I don't think we're going to see. Did this year just show, like, was last year a fluke for FAU? I mean, they brought just about everybody back, and you know, makes you wonder, like, you know, these runs that these teams go on, they're special. They are special runs, and you can't just duplicate them year to year because this is largely the same team. But I don't think FAU is in a position where they can mess around. I think this is one of those things where you got to look at them.
Yeah, you know, Dusty May talked about it earlier this week when they beat North Texas there. I was actually on FAU -2 because I do think their best can match most teams in the country. It's a question of trying to guess when you're going to get it. And so that's the real challenge. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to give me 6.5, 7 with Memphis, I'm going to take it because Memphis is desperate. And I think this is just going to be one of those games that comes down to the final possession. I truly do. So to cap it off, I'll go Memphis +6.5, 7 against FAU. Hey, that's going to do it for us in this week's edition of BetQLU, the final regular season week in college basketball. We'll be back talking all things conference tournament next week. Then we'll be obviously on to the NCAA. So that is the next couple of weeks for us here on the show. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us here this week on BetQLU. For RJ Choppy, I'm John Martin. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you next week.